Hare Krishna. Question: why don't we consider Christianity to be Mayavad when many Christians consider Jesus to be God? Answer: now, we shouldn't be too hasty to apply the label Mayavad on anyone and everyone. Mayavad is a very specific school of thought which holds the idea that God is impersonal and that the personal manifestation of God is an illusion which needs to be transcended so that one can realize the higher impersonal absolute truth. So, Mayavad, that is the idea that everything that we perceive with our senses, including the form that we may perceive or conceive, that is all Maya. That is Mayavad. So, in fact, just the notion that one's particular spiritual teacher is God is not Mayavad. So, that's the first point. Now, secondly, coming to Christianity, within Christianity, the position of Jesus and his connection with God, with God who was talked about in the Old Testament, and with the God whom Jesus talked about, that connection was debated for almost four centuries after the departure of Jesus. And after that, understanding evolved, which has been more or less accepted by most mainstream branches of Christianity. And that idea is that Jesus was God incarnated in human flesh. Or as some Christians put it, the divinity of God, divinity of Christ was manifested in the humanity of Jesus. Now, without going into the philosophical technicality, theological technicalities of the statement from the Nicene Creed, the important point is that Christians don't consider the form of God to be an illusion. They say that any depictions that we may make of the form of God, those are illusions. So the form of God cannot be depicted. And they certainly don't consider that the absolute truth is impersonal and we need to go beyond the personal absolute truth to merge into that impersonal absolute truth. So, those defining characteristics of Mayavad are conspicuously absent in Christianity. And although the overall conception of God is hazy, but still there is a substantial element of devotion within Christianity, wherein the Christians want to devote themselves to God. And some Christians, have even, like St. Francis of Assisi and others, have even achieved exalted levels of devotion by their practice, by the practice of Christianity. That's why the Vaishnava Acharyas have generally compared Christianity more with bhakti. Although it's not so analytically or aesthetically evolved conception of bhakti as is given in the, say, the Vaishnava tradition. But still, there is the conception of a God who is personal, but his personality is not conceivable to us. His form is not conceivable to us. And there is the idea of devoting oneself to that God. So in that sense, the whole conception is personal, not at all Mayavadi. Thank you. Hare Krishna.